Hello all, I'm Sophia Kimmingo, and this is the 12th episode of the podcast Over the Globe. Today, I'm joined by Sofia Osirichuk from Lviv, Ukraine, who talks about the start of the full-scale invasion for her and her family, the bomb shelters in Lviv, and how the war changed her world. Hello, Sophia. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. And you?
I'm also fine, thank you. So, tell us a bit about yourself. How old are you and where are you from?
So I'm 16 years old. I'm from Lviv, Ukraine. It's a city in the west of Ukraine. And I like drawing, sometimes taking photos and reading a book.
That's wonderful. So, which types of photos do you take usually?
People and landscapes.
Great, that's wonderful. I also love photography.
Cool.
So, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in Lviv.
Wonderful. What was the 24th of February, the start of the full-scale invasion, like for you?
So, I woke up and I saw that my teacher wrote us that we don't go to school today. And I was so confusing, what about? So, I go to the kitchen and I saw that my dad was talking with someone. And I remember that face that was on my dad. And my dad said to me and my mom that the war started. I was so confused and scared because I heard about people talking that maybe full-scale invasion started, but I don't really believe in that. So we were scared. We were scrolling the internet what we should do. So the first we go to the shop and buy a lot of food. And hopefully we had a medical kit, so we don't need to go to pharmacy. Because it was a so long queue to pharmacy. If people go there, they could stay there for a couple of hours. So then we looked to shelter. In our house we have basement, but it's so old and it's not like shelter. So we don't go there. We looked in others' houses. So if it air alarm, we go to the school. It is near to our house, like 5 minutes to go. And there was a lot of people, like 100. At the first months, we go there at night, at day. We go there. If we had air alarm, we go there. And it was winter. It was cold there. So we have with us pillows and people lay down there.
Right, I see. Actually, I'm from Kyiv, as you know, and in the first days of war, there was a lack of some products, like of bread and milk. Was it the same in Lviv?
Yeah, it was, but not very big. So we could buy some food.
Wonderful, great. So what do you miss the most about the peaceful time before the war?
I miss the most is safety, because you know that wherever you're in Ukraine, you're not in safety. And I'm scared because of that, yeah.
Right. So do you think that Lviv is relatively safe compared to other cities?
I think not, because like a month ago, we have a rocket attack, and it was at the night, and because of the blast wave knocked the windows, not our house, but not far from us. So Lviv is more safer than other regions, but not saved 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, we also lived in Lviv for 3 months at the start of the full-scale invasion, and we also saw a couple of rockets, and there were lots of alarms. Yeah. Have you ever left Lviv during the full-scale invasion? Did you go somewhere else?
Yeah, at the first days, we go to the village. It's near to the Lviv. They're living our relatives, and we live there for a week. And then we return to the Lviv.
Right. So do you live, like, in the center of Lviv?
Not too far from the center.
Yeah, that's a nice place to live in. So, how do you think you changed after the war started?
I think I started to more talking with my friends and family because it's very important now. And I became more anxious because of war.
Right, I think that really many people became anxious after the war. One of our friends from Lviv told us that she was selling something in a supermarket, and two women came there, and there was like a sound from a car or something like that, and they were kind of scared of it because they didn't know what is it, and this is the effect of the missiles market, so it's just terrible.
Yeah.
So has anyone, you know, moved abroad after the war started?
Yeah, a couple of my friends.
Right. So where did they go?
They go in Canada and Germany.
Right. Yeah, not bad. Actually, really many people went to Poland and to Germany, but not so many in Canada, I think. So do you still keep contact with them?
Yeah, but not like once a month we can chat.
Right, I see. So do you have any relatives from other Ukrainian cities?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right. Everyone is from Lviv. Not bad. So you're living in Lviv. So have you met many refugees from other Ukrainian cities?
No, I haven't. But I talk to like different people from other regions. Yeah.
Right. And what did they tell you?
They tell me about how do they feel when they were there in that region. And it was scary.
I imagine. So you said you have a bomb shelter at school. So do you now go to school offline?
Yeah. We go now school offline every day. And if it air alarm, we go to the shelter and sitting there for all alarm. It can be half an hour or it can be 2-3 hours.
Oh my goodness. Does it happen often that you sit in the shelter?
Now, not too often.
Yeah, great. So, if you are not at school, just at home, and you hear the alarm, do you go to the shelter?
No.
Right. And do you remember when did you stop doing that?
It's like 2-3 months when the full-scale invasion started.
Right, I see. Actually, I've never been to a shelter. We just didn't have a decent one. We live in a huge apartment block. It has like 400 apartments, and in each there live like 3 people, so it would be impossible to build a decent shelter for all these people. So what do you do to make yourself happy during the war?
I do what I like. So I like painting and drawing, so I do that. And also I so like talking with my friends and family, because so it's important for me. They make me happy, and it's very important to do what you like, because you can stay calm and you can relax and not to think about the war.
Absolutely. Actually, do you remember what you did when you went to the shelter? Did you just sit there or did you read a book or something?
I just sit there. I remember that it was one day that I should do a control test of chemist, and I do that. They weren't interested, so it was just like about my memories. What should I do in this test?
So what is the thing you enjoyed the most in your life? Did it change after the war started, or did it remain the same?
No, it's the same. War is just a feeling that I not was very big, like scared, anxious. War is make them bigger. And what I did like to do before the war, and now it's the same.
Right, I see. That's nice. So what is your biggest wish now?
My biggest wish is to come peace to the Ukraine.
Right. I think that is the biggest wish of all Ukrainians nowadays. So where would you like to see yourself in the future?
I don't know. I just want to do what I like. And I think it's because a job that I like to do, not only for the money.
Yeah, right. That's important. Do you think that, you know, which type of job would you like to do?
Maybe painting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, by the way, what do you paint usually?
I don't like paint people because it's hard, but landscapes, nature, and yeah, other things.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So thank you very much for talking to me. It was really great to hear about your life in Lviv. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave reviews and share this podcast with your friends. If you are a teenager from a conflict zone and want to share your story with the world, contact us at over.the.globe.join@gmail.com. Your story is important.